Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for the followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need to be a genius to work out why Paul so often spoke about the issue of unity. He knew how hard it was to achieve. If the early church had always enjoyed harmonious relationships, he could have kept quiet on the subject. His continual reiteration of the message of unity was because he knew that it was the demanding daily work of the church. And it still is. It's very often small issues which cause huge disputes in churches. It's just the same in marriage. When I've had the privilege of walking with couples who've encountered difficulties, almost always when I ask them to trace back to the original dispute, they fall about laughing at the absurd triviality of the issue. If a small disagreement is not resolved, it can soon turn into an agonizingly vast and unbridgeable chasm. The only way to live in complete harmony is by recognizing that we cannot do it by ourselves. We need the God of patience and encouragement to accompany us. We need to commit our difficulties to Him in fervent prayer so that we can find His Spirit's way of resolving the situation. The outcome that we are looking for is united worship. When our eyes are fixed on the Lord and we can sing together with one voice, we will know that we have found true unity. Always remember that unity is fragile. So you and I need to make our contribution to unity if it is to flourish. So let me ask you a question. In what way can you contribute to the unity of the church today? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you that you are the source of true unity. Thank you for your endless patience with us and your constant encouragement. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Well, I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.